It's time for Back Talk, where you tell us more about your reaction to the program. Our commentary on the fall of Saigon's 32nd anniversary stirred other reflections. Here's Steve in D.C.
My heart goes out to refugees, like the Vietnamese that D. Tran represents. I lived among refugees from Indochina in the Sydney, Australia area for about a year, and it was sad to see how many had one foot in their former homeland and one in their new country. However, in many cases it seemed that they didn't have solid footing in either.
Steve, thanks for opening up. And remember the story about the woman trying to understand her husband's love of baseball? Well, one listener had a love story of her own. Let's go to Phoebe in Texas.
At age 62, I fell in love with and married a man who is a golf professional and has been an athlete all his life. I had all my life been a person who disliked the sound of any sports show on TV or the radio and turned it off as quickly as possible. I decided to turn myself into a fan for two reasons. One, I was crazily in love with the man and wanted to share as much as possible with him. The second reason was that I had long wanted to become a more active person and spend more time outdoors. My husband began teaching me to play golf the same year we met, and I now enjoy watching golf tournaments on TV with him. I know the names of most of the preeminent players, the leading brands of golf equipment, theories about golf swings, styles, and much more.
That's great, Phoebe. And we wanted to share another email with you. We appreciate them all, but this one really stood out. It's from, of all places, Australia. Adrian writes, I just wanted to say that you have a brilliant program. I receive your podcast each week. Please keep it up, and good luck with your interview project. You know we couldn't leave it at that, so we gave him a call. Hi, Adrian. Welcome to Tell Me More.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for talking to me.
Where exactly are you in Australia?
I'm in a little town called King Lake, which is, like, for people who might know some of the capital cities, it's north of Melbourne, about 60 kilometres or 40 miles north of Melbourne.
And, you know, we just have to ask you, however did you find us? How did you hear about our program?
Okay, the program All Things Considered, which is on your network or on NPR, was put on News Radio, which is a radio station in Melbourne. And they had it on at 1 o'clock in the afternoon every weekday, and then they changed it to 9 p.m., and that wasn't suitable for me to listen to. So I went on the net to see if there was other ways I could listen to it, and, of course, I found all the other programs that NPR have, and I downloaded all the about a dozen podcasts, and Rough Cuts was one of them. So,
I love it. I love it. So I gather we made a good impression? Not that I'm fishing for compliments, but, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there was the segment, some of the interviews, like I think I mentioned in the email, the talk with one of Barack Obama's ex-college roommates or college friends was something that really stood out. And the thing about Guinea as well, just learning about new places, was something that really stood out.
Well, we really appreciate that. And thank you so much for listening, Adrian.
Yeah, no, it's great. I love it every day because I've got an iPod. I just listen at work, and it's really good.
And remember, you can always join the conversation at our blog, npr.org/blogs/tellmemore.